أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله، صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness, we believe in Him, we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves to stray, there is none that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in his book, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds, and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful, the sadiqeen, those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best guidance is that guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has said in his book, Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allahi athna ashara shahran fi kitabillah. Surely, the number of months with Allah is 12, as was ordained with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day that He created the heavens and the earth. يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And of them, four are sacred. That is the right religion. So do not wrong yourselves therein, and fight against the mushrikun, those who associate gods with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, collectively, as they fight against you collectively. But know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who are al-muttaqoon, those who take heed of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given as guidance and instruction. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there are five nights upon which the dua is not rejected. The first night of Rajab, the middle of Sha'ban, the eve of Friday, the eve of Eid al-Fitr, and the eve of Eid al-Adha. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, inshallah, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that this day, Yawm al-Jum'ah, has began the first of the sacred month of Rajab. The month of Rajab, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and of the year, 4 months out of the 12 are sacred. So, this is one of them. And inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that this is like the lone sacred month. Rajab is the seventh month of the calendar year. And then the other three sacred months come in successive order, consecutively. Dhul-Qa'dah, which is the 11th month of the calendar year. Dhul-Hijjah, which is the 12th month of the calendar year. And then Muharram, which is the first month of the Islamic calendar year. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it behooves us that we speak about this sacred month as this is the month of marvels. According to Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he related the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Rajab is a tremendous month in which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the good deeds. So whoever fasts one day from Rajab, it is as if he has fasted an entire year. And whoever fasts 7 days of it, the seven gates of hellfire are closed to him. And whoever fasts 8 days from it, the eight gates of paradise are open for him. And whoever fasts 10 days from it, he will not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant it. And whoever fasts from it 15 days, a caller from the heavens will call, saying, surely you have been forgiven whatever is past, so renew your good deeds, for indeed your sins have been transformed into good actions. And whoever does more, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him more. And in Rajab, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carried Nuh alayhi salam in the ark, and he fasted and ordered all of those with him to do so as well. And the ark sailed with them for 6 months until the first 10 days of Muharram. And of course, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also reported to have said that Rajab is a river in Jannah that is whiter than yogurt and sweeter than honey. Whoever fasts one day of this month, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let him drink from this river. O Allah, make us amongst them, inshallah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, whoever understands the value of this month, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described, will receive what no one can imagine. This month was valued before the advent of al-Islam with the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it was continued to be valued through Islam and made even more auspicious once that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed about it to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is even referred to as the deaf month because it's the month in which no swords could be heard clashing. So it is known as the deaf or the silent month. So in this month, there was no bloodletting. Now what's important to understand is that Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram were traditionally established as sacred months primarily to allow the pilgrims to go back and forth to Hajj unmolested. So, as we know, there were no airplanes at that time. There were no other means or a faster transportation to speed up one's journey if you were coming from any place or had to cross the sea to get to Mecca for Yawm al-Arafah, or to get to Mecca for the Hajj, for the pilgrimage. Of course, understanding again that this is before the advent of al-Islam, so that means that there was always a Hajj since the time of Prophet. Actually, there was always a Hajj period. But with regards to it having a formal name, this came with Ibrahim alayhi salam and the resurrection of the Kaaba with him and Ismail, may Allah be pleased with them both. So it was established that people were going to pray, but robbing you was a way of life. So anytime outside these months, you were fair game. If you was caught, that was their way. And as a matter of fact, you know, you could even be killed. That was the way. They would, you know, oh, hey, looks like you need a guide. And they would guide you and befriend you and then rob you and kill you. That was their way. So in order for there to be peace, this is what they did. They established, again, even though Rajab is a sacred month, it was traditionally Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram in which the pilgrims would travel back and forth. In Dhul-Qa'dah, they would travel to the Haram, and in Muharram, they would usually, you know, have made their way back home by that time. So Rajab stood alone. And as in one hadith it was related that there was a man who was known for nothing more than his sinning. If it was a sin, he was in. That's how he lived his life. Is it a sin? I'm in. But the only time that you could find him not sinning was in 1 month. And every time he would be very cautious to look and scope for this 1 month. And that was the month of Rajab. And it is said that the only reason that he respected this month because he knew it to be the month of Allah. And because of his respect for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not disobeying him in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. Even though 11 months out of the year, it was on. But just this 1 month, I'm going to respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I'm going to obey him. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is the month of Rajab. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Muslims in this month. And this month, as we mentioned, was sacred and respected before the advent of al-Islam. And Islam only increased its value. This month has many events that are sacred for the Muslims from the beginning till its end. There was no war during the days unless it was in self-defense. When Islam came, there was no war. It was stopped. It was ceased. A ceasefire would be declared. And there was no evil nor oppression during the sacred days. This is the month that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose on the 27th night to be the night of Isra and Mi'raj. On this night, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the master of the human being, the imam of all of the prophets and messengers, and that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he even resurrected all of the prophets and messengers. and had them stand in Salah behind Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Jerusalem during the Isra. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the month of Rajab is the month in which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear for the Muslims when and how we should make a salah the crown of what it is to be a Muslim, the only thing that separates the Muslim and the kafir in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, according to Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the first of actions for which the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be held accountable on Yawm al-Qiyamah is a salah. If his salah is in order, then he will have prospered and succeeded. And if it is wanting, meaning that he has missed some, or it's deficient, then he will have failed and lost. If there is something defective in his obligatory salah, the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will say, see if my servant has any non-obligatory salah with which that which is defective in his obligation of salah may be completed. And then the rest of his actions will be judged in like fashion. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, we have 5 daily salah, 6 days out of the week. On the 7th day, which is not numbered among them as 7, but on one special day, we have a congregational salah that is counted as one salah, and that is Jumu'ah. And it has its etiquettes, and it has its requisites, and it has its requirements. And so thus, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it is incumbent upon us to take Salatul Jumu'ah very, very seriously. As we mentioned in a previous khutbah, how important Salatul Jumu'ah is. It is not like any other salah. Salatul Jumu'ah is counted amongst the salah of the Muslim. And it is not like any other salah. In any other salah, you can come after Salatul Fatiha has been read. You can come after any other surah has been read in a rak'ah. You can catch that first rak'ah as long as the imam has not come up from ruku'. So if you catch that first rak'ah before he says, Sami Allahu liman hamida, then you caught that rak'ah. And therefore, if it's 2 or 3 or 4 rak'ahs in that salah, that rak'ah is counted for you. You are in attendance. You don't have to stand and make it up. You didn't miss it. Now, if you missed it, then after the imam has made his taslim, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, then you must stand and you must complete the salah. That is not Salatul Jumu'ah. That is not Salatul Jumu'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is revealed in his book, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَلَى الْفَحْشَاءِ وَمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that يوم الجمعة will not have Salatul Dhuhr for those who can make it to the masjid. Those who make it to the masjid, who make it to the masjid on time for Salatul Jumu'ah, they have satisfied the requirement for Salatul Dhuhr. So for those who come to Salatul Jum'ah, there is no Salatul Dhuhr for you. Only what? If you come on time. If there was not a case about time, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and being on time with the requisite time that is assigned for Salatul Jum'ah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not assign angels to stand and take attendance at the door of the masajid and close the book of attendance once the imam takes the minbar. So that means you have to be here before the imam begins the salah. Because why? You can't make up Salatul Jum'ah. I'm going to repeat that. You cannot make up Salatul Jum'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a whole 6 days to get there on time. So you cannot make up any of Salatul Jum'ah. Period. You cannot have two Salatul Jum'ah in the same place. Salatul Jum'ah is one jama'ah. You will not find one time in the entire life of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the entire life of Abu Bakr, in the entire life of Umar, in the entire life of Uthman, in the entire life of Ali. May Allah be pleased with them. That there were two jama'ah on Salatul Jum'ah. Not once. Where this bid'ah came from? Wallahu a'lam. But this is a clear bid'ah, because that means the people who came for Salatul Jum'ah, the second one, you have two gods being worshipped. They were at their worship of the dollar first, and now here they come to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to put him second because I can't get to the first one. You cannot make up Salatul Jumu'ah. And I mentioned this here, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, behind the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that he makes it very clear. If you have deficient salah, you will be grilled on that day. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in another hadith, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions you on that day, you are not going to Jannah that day. That doesn't mean he's going to question you on another day. There's only one Yawm al-Qiyamah. Just like there's only one Jum'ah. And that's another day of Jum'ah. Ajma'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yajma'u kullu shay. He brings together everything for that day of judgment. Day of judgment, not ayamu, not days, day of judgment. So what that means, on the day that you are questioned, you may have to spend some other days somewhere else. And that somewhere else is not a nice place to be. So I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, you cannot make up Salatul Jumu'ah. So we must endeavor with sincerity to be where Allah wants us to be and not let Him find us where we shouldn't be. On Yawm al-Jumu'ah, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is the day, as he says, إِذَا نُودِيَ, when the call for Salah goes out on Yawm al-Jumu'ah, فَسْعَوْ, make haste to the remembrance of Allah, وَذَرُ الْبَيْعَ, and abandon trade. I remind you of this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, none of us want to show up short on Yawm al-Qiyamah. None of us. I don't wish it for you, and I most certainly don't wish it for myself. So this is a day that we have to make it very clear. Do not be late. Make it your business for nothing else. Look at the man who at least he, you know, every for to make sure that you see the Islamic months, you have to be looking for the at the moon. You have to be clear. You have to count. This man, he sinned 11 months out of the year, but he made sure, I'm not going to sin. Not one time. During these 30 days. And look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave us hidayah, guidance, blessed us to say the tahleel, and we can't plan our week to make sure we're here on time for him? This is not gratitude, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. That's kufr. And no one wants to be guilty of kufr before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who designates time. And he decides which of it he will send down his ni'mah. That what time will he send down blessings. We don't decide that. That time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sacred or holy, then that's his decision. And we have to follow that. We don't decide what time is holy. He decides when he gives out his thawab, his blessings, his rewards. And so each day within this month, each second, each hour, each minute, every single second in this month is an opportunity to gain with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I remind you, as I remind myself, that just like every month, it's white nights should be paid attention to, meaning the nights in which the moon is full, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. The same is true for the month of Rajab. And we should be very careful not to miss this tremendous treasure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds out for us. According to Ibn Babawayya, he said that, I found Ja'far as-Sadiq, may Allah be pleased with him, during the month of Rajab, and nothing but a few days of Rajab remained. He looked at me and he said, did you fast during this month? I said, no, O grandson of the Messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, you missed a great part from the rewards which none know except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This month Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made sacred among the sacred months, and he grants a lot to those who fast within it. I said, O grandson of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I fast from whatever remains of this month, do I get any reward? He said, whoever fasts one day from this month, even if it's from its end, it will be counted for him as an easy passage on the path in which many feet slip on the day of judgment. Whoever fasts 3 days from this month, he guarantees himself safety from great fear on the day of judgment, and he will receive his emancipation from the hellfire. It is also related by many scholars who report that whoever cannot fast during this month, then he must praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times a day, saying the following. And then, inshallah ta'ala, you will gain the exact same reward as one who fasts. Now, mind you, saying this one day is equal to one day of fasting. Saying this 100 times, one day during the month of Rajab is equal to one day of fasting. So if you are wise, you will do this every day during the month of Rajab. Take a few moments and sit, bi'idhnillah, in wudu, inshallah, and say this 100 times. It will not take you very long. You will not be sorry. And that is to say, Subhanal ilahil jaleel. Subhana man لا ينبغي التسبيح إلا له سبحان الأعز الأكرم سبحان من لبس العز وهو له أهل. That means glory belongs to the majestic God. Glory belongs to the one who none is worthy of the glorification except him. Glory belongs to the mighty and the honorable. Glory belongs to the one dressed in might and the one who deserves to be dressed in it. This small dua, again, Subhan al-Ilahil Jalil. سبحان من لا ينبغي التسبيح إلا له سبحان الأعز الأكرم سبحان من لبس العزة وهو له أهل. You should also begin with the salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and end with it. This is good manners. But saying this 100 times won't take you 10 minutes. And it's equivalent to one day's fasting. And one day's fasting in the month of Rajab is a guarantee for Jannah. So please, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, endeavor to do your best, bi'idhnillah, in the time in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being generous. Only those who are stingy with themselves lose in sacred months. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah wa li wa lakum astaghfirullah inna allaha ghafur rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم من الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I know there's some out there saying, you got an easier thing to learn, brother, man. Something else I can say that I know I can say. You know, we have a habit of finding things to be difficult or new information. We may not want to rise to the challenge. And alhamdulillah, Allah is generous. So inshallah ta'ala, if you have a little more time, that's the exchange. That's how it usually goes. You want to spend a little bit more time to do what's easier, then you get the benefit. Inshallah. Can't say that it's going to be equivalent to a fast, but being in the island is definitely worth your time. According to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, whoever says the tahleel meaning la ilaha illallah, that's it, tahleel, la ilaha illallah, and the complete tahleel is Muhammad Rasulullah, of course. But according to this hadith, it only means la ilaha illallah. So who only says just la ilaha illallah 1,000 times in Rajab, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for him 100,000 good deeds, 100,000 hasanat, and he will build for him 100 cities in paradise. Mind you, Allah don't build empty houses. Listen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not build empty houses. Won't be no empty houses in Jannah. We are those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow to inherit the houses he built for the kuffar. Did you hear that? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see, when you die, every person that dies gets windows are open for them. The window of where their paradise is and the window of where their hellfire is. For the Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he shows them if they're going to have Jannah, he shows them, have them see their place in the fire. See, this is where Allah rescued you from. But don't worry. And then they open the window to Jannah. This is where you're going. For the kafir, it's the opposite. This was your house in Jannah, but this is your home in the fire. So we exchange. They get our houses in the hell, we get their houses in paradise. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says he's going to build you something, you will occupy it. Inshallah. So, if you ain't got a crib here, don't worry. Take your time and make them 1,000 tasbih, saying La ilaha illallah 1,000 times. You got 100 cribs to explore for eternity, inshallah. Take the time, make the investment, get the reward, inshallah ta'ala. Allah is al-Kareem, the generous. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu, he was asked, if the dead were allowed to rise up and they only have one piece of advice to offer, what would they say? He replied, they would say, Inna khayra zada taqwa. Inna khayri zad at taqwa. That means, surely the best thing to pack on your journey to death is at taqwa. The taking heed of the advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gave to the dunya. So I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, we must prepare and do our best, for the road on the road to death is long. And the road during death, once you have passed out and tasted death, it is a long trip. In this month, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness at least 70 times in the morning and 70 times in the evening and says, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, and then he opens his hands and says, Allahumma ighfirli wa atubu ilayh. So you say Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh 70 times. And then you open your hands afterwards and you say, Allahumma ighfirli wa atubu ilayya. This means, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, O Allah, forgive me and I turn to you in repentance. Allahumma ighfirli, O Allah, forgive me and I offer my repentance to you. He says, if he dies in the month of Rajab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with him. And no fire will touch him, out of respect for the month of Rajab. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, among the great blessings that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conferred upon the Muslims through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this sacred month, of course, was Isra and Mi'raj. That is the night journey from Mecca to Jerusalem, and then the ascension through the seven stratas. Inshallah ta'ala, we pray Allah to bless us to expound upon this wondrous event in a future khutbah in this month as we draw near to this anniversary, inshallah. But suffice it to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam a treasure. And see, we need to understand something about Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he gives us in the dunya parables of existence so that we can have a frame of reference. So each of us, we have associates and family. And amongst those associates, we may have friends and family. And amongst that those friends and family, we may have people that are close to us. And then even amongst those who are close to us, we may have special relationships and special understanding and special communication that we keep between us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this habit and in our nature and how we socialize so that we can understand that the same is true for His administration. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred things upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam special for His ummah, for those who are seeking to gain closer and closer relationship with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He brought Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the throne, He went further than Jibreel alayhi salam could go, past the hujub nur, the veils of light, and stood at the arsh of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is no normal throne. This is no normal place. And none stood where He stood, ever. According to the hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy on him who keeps this dua as a protection for himself, and that he recites it a great deal, and He will forgive him of his sins, forgive his parents, his children, and bestow upon him countless blessings, keep him safe from misfortunes in the dunya, multiply his earnings in the dunya, and make sure, or rather give him a cure of all of his ailments. That is the reward, and that is the treasure of this dua. The dua is as follows. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. O Allah, we ask You, the One whose worshippers remain firm, the One before whom the praiseworthy bow down, the One whom the tired and oppressed cry to for help, the One whom the deprived seek for their needs, the One who does not disappoint those who supplicate Him, the One whose door is never shut to those who knock, the One who is beyond description and definition, the One whose gifts do not end, nor do they fall short, the One who is not out of the reach of prayers and is the best of destinations, the One whose servants tie their hopes to with His rope, the One who is beyond compare, who was not begotten, nor does He beget, whose bounties and favors cannot be counted, whose good is always open for mankind, who is beyond the need to wake from sleep and has no need to sit down, the One who delivers His gifts and presents to what He created, who is not delayed by circumstances. O Allah, O Beneficent, O Merciful, O concerned friend, the One who took pity on the aging Yaqub alayhi salam, who overlooked the mistake of Dawood alayhi salam, who does not break His word and forgives those whom forgiveness has been promised, who gives livelihood and covers the mistakes of His creatures to their full satisfaction, who grants safety to the victims, the One who shall prostrate, the One whom all shall prostrate their faces on the ground in submission, whose beneficence no soul is deprived of, who does not rule unjustly, nor shows mercy to headstrong tyrants. O Allah, have mercy upon us, those of us who have transgressed and have fallen short in our duties to You. Surely you do whatever you will, O truthful, O loving. Send blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best messenger who called the attention of creation and everyone to the best of one to worship. And bless his descendants, the pious, the pure, generous, and liberal rewards. Grant us what only you can give, O most merciful of those who show mercy, O most honorable of those who are honored. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim, wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, kama barakta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim, fil alameen innaka hamidu majid. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the best, and that He has given the best guidance to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mind you, we could have come to this earth at any era and would have no way to complain and no way to appeal the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But He decided that we will come after the advent of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and reap the rewards of its ability, of whether the ability to get what is available easy. We didn't have to travel like Salman al-Farisi to all parts of the earth and go through trial and tribulation and ignorance upon ignorance until he found Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we didn't have to live through a time in which there was no paper, or live through a time in which there was no internet. Subhanallah. So all of this is available to us, and for this we should show shukr, thanks. One of the grandsons of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to live next to a man who was all deep off into astrology. He wouldn't go out of his house unless there was a good star shining, according to him. And he did a transaction with this descendant, and he started to lament it. Oh my goodness, we concluded this transaction under an evil star. I worry about this day. He said, you want to be saved from bad luck? He said, let me tell you what my religion teaches me. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever wishes to be saved in his day from bad luck, he should begin that day with sadaqah. And whoever wishes to save himself from the evil of that night, he should begin his night with sadaqah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it is called sadaqah because it is the proof of your truth. So I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, you are in the month in which the good deeds are heavier, and it is also a month in which the bad deeds are heavier. Only the wretched show up on the day of judgment where their good deeds and bad deeds are equal, and there is no Jannah for them. I remind you of this. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, now in this month, the getting is good. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al-ihsan. Is there any reward for excellence except excellence? So the best of good deeds here, now, where we are, excellence, ahsan, is to receive information, light, nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that gives you guidance on His path and corrects your bad deeds and heals your ignorance. And to give a shukr, thanks to Him in His house that He invited you. Many of us, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you thought you made the decision to come here today. That was not your decision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that you would hear this khutbah here today, now. And if you benefited, you should be thankful and grateful and not look for the smallest denomination in your pocket. You should give the excellence and the excellence is the top of what you love. لا تناولوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. You will not attain piety, and piety is excellence of Islam. You will not reach that hatta until you spend, you give of what you love. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that $1 ain't gonna get it. You will ride it on the day of judgment. You will ride that dollar on the day of judgment. And just like it won't fit your feet, it won't help you. You can't wear, you can't wrap, you can't even put, most of us, most of our feet are bigger than a dollar. But you're going to have to ride that dollar. I said, well, that's what you gave me. Here I gave it back to you. Ride it in the Jannah. See if you see how far it gets you. So it's a bad idea to be stingy with Rabbul Alameen. Very bad idea. So I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, if he gave it to you here, he gave it to you to bless you, to get to him on the day of judgment and be at peace. If you're stingy with yourself, I remind you as I remind myself, what you keep, you lose. What you give, you gain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to be amongst the intelligent and the generous. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر